Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so you know you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Corn and wheat finished in the green to start this week, while soybeans were 4 to 7 cents lower. Corn across the board here, 1 to 2 cents higher. December corn up about 2 cents to close around $3.70. The market's been in a downtrend really since the first part of the year, down about 60 or 70 cents from the highs in January. The planting progress looks like it's rolling along really nicely. And as that gets done in weather near perfect conditions, it doesn't really seem like there's any really strong reason for the market to rally a whole lot or sell off a whole lot until we get some sort of a fundamental change in the progress or the condition of the corn crop. Beans today were slightly lower, 4 to 7 cents lower. November beans look like they're going to close somewhere around 901, down about 4 cents. They did trade to new contract lows today, but then bounced back to close steady. They've also, like the corn, they've also been in a steady downtrend since the end of 2014, and they made a new contract lows today. We're below the moving average, so that's a little bit disappointing. And then wheat futures today really bounced strong. July Kansas City up 16 and a quarter cents at 515. Chicago was up 17 to 17 and a half cents.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
This morning's export sales report was as expected across the board. Corn neutral at 975,000 metric tons. Bean a little bit on the low end, about 73,000 metric tons. Where last week it was really big, over a million. And then wheat was right in the middle of the range at 359,000. So I guess in summary, the beans would be a little bit negative and corn and wheat would be as expected. We have a crop progress report this afternoon, expecting 95% of the corn crop planted, expecting 75% of the beans planted, and then winter wheat maybe dropped just a little bit, somewhere below 45% good to excellent, maybe just a touch below that. There are a few weather concerns happening in the far northern United States and into Canada. There was some frost temperatures, below freezing temperatures up there that possibly hurt the canola crop in a pretty big way. There are for a fact, some fields that were wiped out, but it's really too early to assess the damage for the whole crop. But it was very cold overnight. It looked like that's probably part of the reason why the wheat crop has rallied, due to the fact that it was so cold up there in Canada, where they're still growing and maturing that crop just a touch.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thinking, Justin. And recapping the markets, June live cattle up 82 at 153.15, October up 92 at 153.85. August feeder cattle 60 higher at 223.55, October up 80 at 221.15. July lean hogs 90 higher at 84.35, August up 87 at 83.37. In the grain markets, July Kansas City wheat up 15 and a half at 514 and a quarter, December up 15 and a quarter at 540. July Chicago wheat up 16 and three quarters at 493 and three quarters. July corn up three quarters at 352 and a quarter, December up one at 369. July soybeans down eight at 926 and November down four and a half at 901 and a quarter. July cotton down 60 at 63.75, December down 57 at 64.07. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.